This is a brief and superficial critical appraisal of a very old paper. It's titled Shortening the Length of Stay and Mechanical Ventilation Time by Using Positive Suggestions via MP3 Players for Ventilated Patients. It was published in 2014, but I'm sure you can appreciate why we are reviewing it now, as it is very relevant to our current problem. Briefly, this was a prospective randomized study. The control group had standardized intensive care delivered. The music group listened to classical music, Mozart, once a day. The third group in their control had a female voice delivering 30-minute-long pre-recorded structured text once a day. This was delivered by an MP3, which meant it was repeatable, and the structured text contained lots of suggestions. These suggestions included things like, "And as you can see the signs of your recovery, the movement of tubes, machines, equipment, all centered on you, you will realize that everything that happens is happening for you, so that your recovery is supported even more efficiently." Another suggestion was, "And you are often filled with a good feeling. The way people are working around you, working for you, is pleasant. It is a good feeling to be so important in this team." And the third suggestion, "And then you realize that to request something from your body is an utterly natural idea, for all your cells are working for you. It is not only the part of their job, it is the very purpose. Everything happens for you." These 30-minute suggestions managed to reduce the length of intensive care stay and the time spent on the ventilator. These times were significantly shorter in the study group compared to the unified control group. The group that had suggestions in intensive care, their length of stay was on average 134.24 hours. That's nearly 6 days. Compared to the control group, who had a length of stay of 315 hours, which was 13 days. Obviously, this is a fairly significant improvement. So should you start using positive suggestions? Well, this is clearly a very small study with only 39 patients, but the effects appear very convincing. These patients still had some sedation and there appeared to be no side effects and minimal initial cost, but the study did take place in Budapest and it did take place in an intensive care unit, and most of us here are emergency physicians. Why don't you read the paper and see what you think? Whilst we're on the topic of suggestions, remember that self-hypnosis has also been proven to help boost the immune response, to prevent infection, and also to reduce the amount of cytokines, often through some stress reduction. There's some good self-hypnosis tips in the show notes and on the NHS In Mind website.